Since ocean acidity varies naturally from region to region and from one year to the next, it's difficult to detect how much human activities contribute to the problem. So in a study reported in the journal Nature Climate Change, scientists look back at 21,000 years of climate history for some clues. Tobias Friedrich is a postdoctoral fellow at the University of Hawaii and co-author of the study.
So the idea was that atmospheric carbon dioxide concentrations increased from the last glacial maximum to pre-industrial times. This, of course, also had an effect on acidity levels in the ocean. And just to compare this naturally occurring increase in atmospheric carbon dioxide concentrations with man-made emissions over the last, let's say, 200 years.
The scientists used computer models with data from ice and ocean sediment cores to simulate ocean conditions. When Earth started to warm 17,000 years ago, at the end of the last ice age, atmospheric CO2 began to rise. Over the next 6,000 years, it grew from 190 parts per million to 280 parts per million. Marine systems had time to adjust. Co-author Axel Timmerman, a professor of oceanography at the University of Hawaii, says the record over the past 200 years paints a much different picture.
And then starting with the pre-industrial revolution, of course, the anthropogenic emissions increased so much that the ocean suddenly started to take up huge amounts of carbon.
CO2 concentration in the atmosphere now stands at 392 parts per million. Timmerman says that's resulted in dangerously high levels of ocean acidification in certain regions.
Such as the Coral Triangle, the Western Tropical Pacific, and the Caribbean exceed the naturally occurring level by factors of up to 30 in very few spots. On average, we see exceedances that are human-induced of the natural variability by a factor of up to 5 to up to 20, I would say.
And Timmerman says this is happening at an accelerated pace.
Compared to the last glacial period, the rate of change is about two orders of magnitude faster than what occurred during the last major reorganization of the carbon cycle about 20 to 15,000 years ago.
While ocean acidification could have been detected much earlier, scientists only began to monitor it a few decades ago. Coupled with pollution and warming temperatures, it's a serious threat to ocean life. Acidification reduces the availability of carbonate, the mineral many shellfish and corals use to form their shells and skeletons. Axel Timmerman says his study gives decision makers another tool for assessing that threat and evaluating the steps they can take to mitigate it. Roseanne Scribble, VOA News, Washington.